Yesterday, the Premier announced that regional Victoria from Monday morning would have to wear masks every time we leave our house. So what do we need to know? Dr. Sandro De Meo is the CEO of Vic Health and he's with us this morning to explain the ins and outs of living with masks.
I think Brett Sutton, the Chief Health Officer, put it nicely when he characterised, you know, you treat your mask like you treat your underwear. I think you don't share it, you don't touch those that belong to others, you just wear it for one day and you wash your hands before and afterwards. So absolutely wouldn't be recommending people touch each other's masks, but also wouldn't be recommending that people even touch their own masks. They put it on, wash their hands and then try not to touch it at all until they take it off. After which they wash their hands again.
Sandro, what constitutes a mask in these circumstances? Because it's not just medical masks as such. There's also the language being used that you have to have a face covering. So can you just outline what is considered and is not considered a mask?
Sure. I think a really important message that we've heard again and again from the public health team is that any mask is better than none. And it's really a face covering. So it needs to cover your mouth and your nose. And it's about slowing down the spread of coronavirus through these small microscopic droplets that we breathe out when we talk, when we shout, when we sing, when we, just when we breathe. And so the idea is that a barrier of cloth, preferably a three-layer fabric cloth mask made to the Department of Health and Human Services standards, which is on their website. They actually show you how to make one even yourself at home, and they show you how to put the mask on and take it off safely. But at the end of the day, if you've got one that you are making or you've got one that you've ordered and it's in the mail, the clear message is that any face covering is better than none. Just make sure that it covers your mouth and your nose. It could be a bandana or a scarf. That you still maintain all of those other hygiene measures, so physical distancing, staying at home, etc. And as we started the conversation today, that you treat it carefully. You're not touching it, and when you before you put it on and after you take it off, you wash your hands.
Mm. A couple of questions coming in from listeners. One from Kathy says, do children have to wear a mask? Mine are under 10.
Sure. So anyone under 12, under the age of 12, it's a consideration. It's really a discussion for the parents to decide. It is, it would be helpful. We know children at that age can have the virus and potentially spread it. But it's a decision for parents to make. Anyone over 12 must wear a mask. But very importantly, anyone under 2 years of age should not wear a mask. It's unsafe for young children and infants to wear a mask. So anyone under two, absolutely not. Between 2 and 12, it's a decision for the parents. And if possible, it's recommended. And for over 12, it's expected and mandatory.
Okay. There's a question here about whether you need to wear one in your garden. Now, I noticed from the press release yesterday, it says a face covering will be mandatory whenever you leave your home and wherever you live. So are we talking about the house or are we talking about the property, Sandro?
Look, I think you have to think about what this rule is trying to do. It's really trying to slow down or decrease the spread of coronavirus. And it will have very significant benefits if we can take it on as a state and stick to it over the medium term. Because what it does is it decreases the droplets of saliva, of mucus, of basically spit that we breathe out, going onto surfaces that other people touch, or in fact they breathe in the droplets themselves while they're still in the air. And then the virus spreads. And that's how we know that's one of the main, if not the main, ways the virus spreads. So if you're, if you're in your garden and you're near your front fence, you're near your letterbox where the postman might be touching it, or you're, in a school zone where kids might be coming along and touching your front fence, on their way to school, then yes, absolutely, mask up. And it's not a terribly uncomfortable thing to do once you get used to it. To be honest, I ran this morning and it was actually quite nice to have a slightly warmer face in the 2-degree weather of Melbourne's morning than usual. But you know, if you're well within your boundaries and no one else is coming to your home, then in theory, you know, the ruling is really for when you leave your home. But understand that, you know, if you're at your front fence, if you're in doubt in any way, then it's better to mask up than not.
Okay. Gail wants to know, do I need a mask if walking in the park or street on my own?
Yes. So the masks must be worn any time you leave your home for one of those four reasons. Or any time you leave your home at all. So in Melbourne, it's for those four reasons. For the rest of the state, whenever you leave your home to go for a walk, even if you're on your own, even if you think that you won't come in contact with anyone else, again, what you might do in that process is breathe out droplets of the virus. It can then settle on a common surface. Someone else can come along even hours or days later, and the virus can actually survive that long on the surface and then be transmitted. So the mask must be worn any time you leave your home.
Okay. Is a double-layer cloth mask okay to wear if the triple-layer ones are too thick to breathe through?
So anything is better than nothing. The triple layer is preferable. It is what is recommended by the department. If you have specific concerns, call the coronavirus hotline. But the information, I have to say, on the department's website, there's a PDF in particular that's very easy to read. I believe it's in a number of languages now, and there's even videos on how to make it and do it. But yeah, anything is better than nothing. But obviously, strive to to have the triple layer mask that's recommended by the department and by Brett and the experts.
Same question from both Pete and also Luke. They want to know if you need to wear a mask while driving alone.
So my understanding is that you don't need to wear a mask when you're in your car, but you need to have it available. Obviously, as soon as you step out of your car, you'll need to put the mask back on. If you're travelling long distances, in particular regional Victorians, it would make sense that you know, if it's your car and there's no one else in it, which would present a risk. So if you're travelling alone, wear your mask. Have your mask with you. Take it off when you get into the car, but make sure that you put it back on. If you're travelling short distances or it is in fact comfortable and possible, the best thing to do is just to keep the mask on, because again, each time you touch your mask, each time you move your mask, you want to be keeping that to a minimum. This is something that you're filtering all of those potential droplets through, so you want to be touching it as infrequently as possible. And if you are taking it off and putting it back on, then have some hand sanitizer gel in the car with you so that you can clean your hands after you take it off and also after you put it back on again.
Okay. And my understanding is if you're in the car with somebody who is not from your household, you must both be wearing masks.
That's right.
Okay. There's this from Marilyn. Says, I work indoors as a part-time cleaner. I work alone, no contact with any other people. I can't find anything anywhere to say if I'm meant to wear a face covering. I see it as being similar to being alone in a car, but it's not my property. And it says also says, I live in an area with no active cases. I have scar tissue behind my ear, which makes it painful to wear a mask with string, so I'll be wearing a lightweight scarf as a face covering. So does Marilyn, if she's working alone, but it's somebody else's property, does she have to wear a mask?
Yes, she does. And what I would say to Marilyn, given that there are some specific complexities for her, you know, her own pre-existing medical conditions, etc., I would just give the coronavirus hotline a call. But there'll be measures that she can take that will be possible and comfortable for her. But yes, she does. Again, if she's in another environment and you have multiple people or even just one person coming into an environment, and breathing out those droplets, there's always the potential to have the virus and not know and to spread the virus before you develop symptoms. And that's really what we're trying to slow down here, is the spread of the virus. I think, you know, this is not an easy measure from Brett and the Premier, but it's an important one. And so in this circumstance, yes, she would need to wear a mask.